Hi friends, I had the opportunity to travel to Europe where I slept in Italy and worked in Switzerland, crossing the border multiple times during the day. My travels began on Thursday morning from the United States and landed in Milan, Italy on Friday morning at 7 a.m. My friend Alessandro met me at the airport where we went straight to work. My visit was to conduct some training and I wanted to make sure that everything was in place for Monday morning. With some preparation and planning, we were ready to work. When I travel, I like to get there early, not only for the reason I mentioned above, but to get used to the time change and jet lag. This way, I'm more likely to be on top of my game for the beginning of the workday. With this done, I had some time to get used to the area and some sightseeing with friends. On Saturday morning, my friend Mattia met me to show me around. He's also a photographer and had a plan. We spent the day in Switzerland visiting some amazing sights. We took a short walk in the rain. In the center, I saw the original town hall by the water. The trees looked very different to what I'm used to, but seeing them was very interesting. Then Mattia asked me to remember back to my childhood and asked, "Do I know William Tell? You remember the man that shot an apple from a boy's head?" he asked. "That's right, we were standing right in front of a William Tell statue."
"You know William Tell?" "This is him standing behind me, guys."
"That's correct, William Tell, and I was standing in front of a statue of him in the park. We came across a white swan that was looking for food. And when I called to her, she looked up with confusion, not understanding the English language. But the photo came out pretty well." Some more walking in the rain, where we tried to capture some images and architecture of the local shops in the area. I even peeked into a candy store. This is the new City Hall building. The one thing the Swiss are known for is their watches. I came across some art in an area in a small park. I like these two pieces the best in front of a jewelry store. In the summer, you can rent a boat and paddle on the water. From this place, Mattia took me to Castel Grande. Even a bit snow-covered, it was a place one could walk inside the walls and pretty much go anywhere one wanted to. It was a bit too slippery to walk on top of the wall. On this mountain where the castle sits, there's actually three castles at three different levels. Due to the snow, we only visited the bottom two and had a great time and a view of the surrounding area. Mattia brought me back to the hotel, then Claudia met me and took me home with her to meet her husband. We had a great night, even with the language barrier, and enjoyed some cheese souffle she made for us.
"My friend Claudia is making fondue for dinner tonight."
"Ciao a tutti, sono Claudia, grazie Bruce per essere..."
On Sunday morning, my friend Ugo picked me up from the hotel for a visit to Milano, Italy. If you know me, I'm sure you know Ugo. We met here on Google+, and have already spent time together when his travels took him to Boston this past summer. You may know Ugo as an award-winning featured photographer on many social platforms, but he's also a great all-around person as well. On the way, Ugo said to me, "I have a surprise for you," and it was. We stopped to meet another friend we met on Google+, Mara. We were already friends online. It was such a surprise to meet her in real life as well.